AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior administration official says the Pentagon is asking Congress for another $200 billion for the war in Iran. President Trump was asked about it.
We have a tremendous, unlimited supply of what you'd call middle and upper middle armaments and military equipment, munitions, armaments, but munitions in particular. At the high end, we have a lot, but we're preserving it. We don't really need it. But we're building, our manufacturers of military equipment are building at a level they've never seen before.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the spending preposterous.
It is unacceptable. It is ridiculous. It is beyond the pale. Such a large amount of money for a war that no one knows the goal, no one knows the conclusion, no one knows the path.
Iran intensified its attacks on Gulf oil and gas infrastructure in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field. Oil prices are higher and stocks are lower. On Capitol Hill, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says the objectives laid out by President Trump are different than the Israeli objectives. Israel is targeting Iran's leadership.
The president has stated that his objectives are to destroy Iran's ballistic missile launching capability, their ballistic missile production capability, and their Navy, the IRGC Navy, and mine laying capability.
Israeli fire hit Iranian targets in the Caspian Sea for the first time, while U.S. forces were hunting Iranian boats in the Strait of Hormuz. The Trump administration is launching investigations into 13 states that require health insurance plans to cover abortion. California will rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Workers Day following sexual abuse allegations against Chavez. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Drug arrests were made in China.
China's Hubei province has intensified a crackdown on fentanyl precursor trafficking, an issue that strained U.S.-China relations and prompted tariffs on imports from China. State media reported the effort on Thursday and linked it to a national police directive. Officials say a task force set up in December had investigated 22 cases through February, with police arresting seven people and taking action against about a dozen others. The crackdown follows a U.S.-China agreement to lower fentanyl-related tariffs. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Joseph Duggar was arrested in Florida, charged with lewd behavior on a child. His family was featured in the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting. Investigators say a girl's father confronted Duggar this week and heard an admission. Police say Duggar repeated that admission on a recorded call with a detective. The 31-year-old lives in Arkansas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.